escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ain't nobody got no money like Texas A&M.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right. As you hear, Tyler's excited. We have reached and passed the 3 o'clock deadline. As soon as we get other names that roll through, we will let you know who the Texans made moves on to get themselves down to the 53-man roster. If you're just jumping in with us, welcome into The Drive. Danny Cannell coming up here in just a bit. Wanted to let you know as well, Jimmy Ward is now under the NFL's commissioner's exempt list, which means he is unable to practice or play for the Texans while he is on this list. Only the commissioner, Roger Goodell, can place him on the list, and he is the sole authority to also take him off the list. So that is the latest thing there as he goes through his legal issues. And not to mention, he hasn't practiced because of a foot injury as well. So that is the latest there with the Jimmy Ward news. And again, we will let you know what other players the Texans had to make moves on to get down to the 53-man roster. But as we are here now, college football, week zero started last week. My Jayhawks had a nice little start. I felt good about that action as they took out Fresno State. But starting Thursday, week one really officially gets going, and there's some crazy matchups this week. And we're joined by our guy, Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff win totals, conference Heisman, and college football week one lines. Danny, it's good to talk to you, baby.
You too. I love it. I love it, man. I'm so fired up. And then just bringing up the Kansas game, like Jalen Daniels, he might be the leader in the clubhouse for the Heisman right now, right? I mean, three tutties and a nice little game performance. I will say, if he stays healthy, that's always been my thing. I think Kansas is really hard to predict because of his health. His back issues have been there, and he did take some shots in that game. But if he stays healthy, that Big 12 is wide open. I wouldn't be surprised if they're in the mix at the end of the season.
All right, listen, I'm not going to let you get me here, and I'm not going to take this from my audience. I know that maybe I need to have a personal call with you, Danny, to talk about a few things. I don't know if that offensive line is ready to go, but I've got some questions. Yep. But we can move on a little bit. But around here, the game of the week is obviously Texas going on the road to Ohio State, and this is the first time they've been the, which is crazy to think, in their history, preseason number one going into a season. And everything has surrounded in the offseason Arch Manning and the hype with him. How do you see this thing going? A lot of changes for both teams. It seems more for Ohio State when it comes to some of their top players like Will Howard and Juckins and some of those backs. But how do you see the game of the week going for Texas and Ohio State this weekend?
I think it's going to live up to the hype. I mean, it's a tight line. It's a 2.5-point spread. The home team is favored by 2.5. So that tells you, Like, essentially, the home field is worth a field goal, so they're really evenly matched. And I was going through today and doing, like, a little position by position, who has the edge. And it was almost split, like, when you looked at everything in totality, that the teams are really, really tight. And I think it's – you bring up an excellent point, because Ohio State, they lost so much from last year. They lost both backs in the backfield. They lost, you know, a lot of the critical pieces on their defense. Jack Sawyer, who had that big fumble return – you know, in the game last time against Texas, they had such big pieces that were gone now. And I think even more importantly, it might be not be discussed about, they lost their defensive coordinator, Penn State. They lost their offensive coordinator to the NFL and Chip Kelly. And they're breaking in two new play callers on both sides of the ball with a rookie quarterback, you know, much like Texas is. But at least we've seen some of Arch Manning. With Julian saying, we haven't seen him at all. Like, we have no idea what we're going to get. But I will say this, he's got the best player on the football player on the field in Jeremiah Smith, who I know Texas did a phenomenal job with in that playoff game, held him to one catch for 3 yards. But he is somebody that can definitely impact this game if Texas isn't careful. But I think this is going to be an absolute barn burner of a game. And like a lot of games across college football, even though we've got big names and Arch Manning's a huge name, we still don't really know what we're going to get from him at quarterback in his first start on the road. So there's a ton of uncertainty around this game on both sides.
Well, what is Danny Cannell's thoughts on Arch Manning on in terms of what you expect to see? I know none of us know exactly what we're going to see, but what are your thoughts surrounding the young fella in Texas?
Clint, I think he's got a ton of talent, right? We all know that. I'm stating the obvious. But I worry about the expectations being just unobtainable. I mean, he's the leader right now for the Heisman. At, you know, 7-1 odds, and he hasn't played. You know, he's played a little bit, but that's very rare for somebody who's played as little as him to be the leader for the Heisman, for the team that he's quarterbacking to be the favorite for the national championship. And I just, my inclination is to think, as good as he is, and this goes for anybody, and you know this better than anybody, I think he's going to have a couple moments throughout the season where he plays like a first-year quarterback, where maybe he tries to force a couple balls in, or he throws a pick six, or he, you know, fumbles in a critical situation, because that's what young quarterbacks do. And he has been there, and he's been learning the system, but you never really know what you're going to get until the bright lights are on, until live bullets are flying, and you've got a real live pass rush that's coming after you. So I think it could be a little bit of a bumpy ride for Arch Manning. The good news is, the supporting cast around him should be where it minimizes those mistakes. Like, the defense could be one of the better defenses in the SEC, if not the country. So you're not going to be absolutely derailed if he does throw a pick six or if he does throw an interception. But I still think it could prevent them from being a national championship contender. Like, I think the floor is pretty safe, where in the worst case scenario, you have an 8 or a 9-win team. And then the ceiling is undefeated. Like, if he comes in and he's this superstar that everybody thinks he can be, then they could absolutely win the national championship. I'm more inclined to take a more conservative approach, and knowing historically what young quarterbacks do, I think it could be a little bit bumpier ride for Texas.
Danny Cannell with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff win totals, conference, Heisman, college football week one lines. Each and every week, they've got you covered. Danny, Yordan Alvarez is back in the lineup for the Astros today. Your thoughts?
Hey, do you want to dive into some MLB?
I'm just kidding, Danny. No. I did want to tell that for our audience, though. That would have been funny to see. I want to see if you're ready to go with Yordan Alvarez. No, Danny, I could see our producers chomping at the bit. A&M, they went 8-5 last year. And they were playing for a right to get to the SEC championship game last year against Texas. And they had that tough loss at home, where many people spent thousands and thousands of dollars for those tickets and went home pissed. Some people left early from the game because they were ticked off. What are realistic expectations for Mike Elko and his team coming up for year two?
I promise I'm not blowing you up, and I'm not blowing up any A&M fans. I think they could be really good. And now I fell for it hook, line, and sinker last year. And it wasn't the Texas game that disappointed me. It was the South Carolina game. Like, after they made the switch to Marcel Reed full time, and he wasn't splitting reps. I thought he was really dynamic, and I thought Colin Klein finally found a quarterback that was more similar to his skill set when he played at Kansas State, sort of more what he wanted to do with a quarterback who could run and really put pressure on a defense. And then they go to South Carolina and they get shellacked. And I was like, oh man, was I wrong on that? Then they lose to Auburn in that overtime thriller. And the Texas game, I actually thought they played Texas pretty well. Like, that was still a pretty tight game throughout the majority of it. And I thought, and I know that they fell short of the opportunity to play for their own destiny, which you never want to do. But Texas still was a team that made the Final Four, so I don't think there was anything brutal in losing that one. I think people are sleeping on A&M. Now, I felt that last year. I felt like it was going to be a great opportunity for them. They fell short, and then once again, they're an 8-win team. Like, it's kind of where they've been stuck. Like, it's been that something they just can't get over that hump. I like that Mike Elko's getting more involved in the defense. I think he's a great defensive mind. I like Marcel Reed as a quarterback, especially given that he's the unequivocal starter now, coming back from an entire offseason. He's gotten all those reps. I think Colin Klein is more comfortable calling an offense for him. So I actually – and their roster is still really good. Like, that's the thing I think people forget about. They've got my buddy Bud Elliott does the blue chip ratio, where he does how many 4- and 5-star, you know, prospects do you have on your team. They have the third best roster, according to the blue chip ratio, in the SEC. It's Bama, it's Georgia, and then it's A&M. So they still have a lot of talent on that team. They just kind of figure out, you know, their way. And the good news is they've got a pretty manageable schedule early to kind of get their footing underneath them before they go to South Bend and have another game against Notre Dame, where that was a horrible game for Connor Wigman, and they couldn't do anything offensively. You got an opportunity to go in South Bend and potentially get an upset. And then if you can win that game, like, look out, because then you've got, you know, a couple winnable games. I think they could be a playoff contender. I was torn between Texas A&M or Ole Miss as sort of that dark horse in the SEC. I ended up picking Ole Miss, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's A&M that could have that kind of sleeper season that people are looking for.
Aggie ring, baby.
Hey, Danny, another monster game week one here is LSU at Clemson. And we had this conversation yesterday. The interesting thing about Clemson is kind of how they've approached the transfer portal over the years. And now it's kind of come to fruition of now you've had your years to stay traditional and develop guys and recruit high school players and win with high school players. I think it's going to be fascinating to see what kind of season Clemson has given their different approach to things over the last handful of years. LSU at Clemson out of the gate is a big one. Your thoughts?
Oh, it's such a fun game. There's so many great games this weekend. This one might be one of my favorites. And, you know, it's interesting because I think Dabo finally relented in what he signed, 3 players from the portal. Like, he's really opened up the checkbook for that one. But I do think it's at least a sign in the right direction. And I don't know how you guys feel. I actually appreciate the approach that he's taken at Clemson, which is very unique. And he's tried to, I mean, he's almost loyal to a fault to a lot of his coaching staff, to a lot of his players. I mean, when you go back to DJ Uiagalelei, he gave him one of the longest leashes we've seen before he benched him. And then, of course, he, you know, comes to Florida State, and that doesn't work out great either. But I digress. But I think this is one of the strengths of this team is now the continuity that they've got, where they just were able to be really selective in the portal and go out and add a couple players on the defensive side of the ball. Will Helt is an edge rusher from Purdue that I think could really be a good contributor for them. But the returning continuity, I think, is something that's completely overlooked in today's game. And it's something that's undervalued because we've seen portal teams. Yes, we've seen some success with teams that are heavily invested in the portal, but a lot of teams we've seen fall apart because it's really hard to get on the same page and the same playbook and be all in the same scheme. But I think what's even harder is buying into a culture where it's team first. It's not individual first. And we've lost sight of that in today's game, where players are looking to secure the bag and they're bouncing from one school to the other just for the bigger payday. Clemson's been able to retain a lot of their great talent, develop their young talent, and they're hoping it all culminates this year. And I think it does. I mean, they play in the ACC. They're a heavy favorite to win there. And if they get the play that they got out of Cade Klubnik, their quarterback, the end of last season, they absolutely are a team that I think is championship caliber.
Danny, speaking of the ACC, Clemson potentially being back to a real title contender will be a big story to watch all year long in the ACC, but the biggest story in the ACC is the new head coach of the University of North Carolina, and that's Bill Belichick. And if you cut through all the mess, all of the weirdness and whatever that has followed him and that program, you look at just the football team and what they bring in and what they've done. He's been the complete opposite of Dabo Swinney in terms of bringing in new talent from the portal. What kind of season do you expect? This is still widely thought of as the best coach in the history of the sport going down coaching North Carolina in the ACC. What's your thoughts about what Bill Belichick will be able to accomplish in year one, the coach, not the outside stuff?
So my lean with North Carolina is either boom or bust. Like, I don't know if there's like an 8-win season, a 7 or 8-win season, which is around where the odds makers expect it. I think it either works great, and he has this massive advantage as a defensive mastermind, and he's able to scheme up things that really, you know, confuse opposing quarterbacks. I played against him when I was actually starting with the Broncos. It was my last start in the NFL on Monday Night Football. And we were playing against the Patriots. And I remember our coaches telling me, look, you got to be ready for anything. He's going to throw the kitchen sink at you. And he always would throw new wrinkles that he hadn't thrown in like 4 or 5 weeks previous of the season, and total new looks. The question I have is, can you do that with college players? With, you know, they're not as smart, and as the football IQs aren't as developed as they are in the NFL. And then time-wise, which is kind of crazy to even say this, because players are making hundreds of thousands and even sometimes millions of dollars, but they're still supposed to be a 20-hour rule, right? They're supposed to still have to go to class, and it's become more of a joke that they're actually student-athletes. But the bottom line is, you don't have them in your building from 9 to 5 every day, which is required to implement those type of schemes. But I still – and, like, I do think the one advantage he's got is in the NFL, some of the players that played for the Patriots – they were drafted by him, and maybe they didn't love playing for the Patriot way because they didn't really have that choice. In college, a lot of these portal players, they know exactly what they're getting into when they're going to play for Bill Belichick. He is a no-nonsense guy who's going to hold you to a very high standard of discipline, attention to the details. And so I think if he gets the buy-in from the players, that it could really work. Now, the flip side, if things start to go south and that Patriot way, which he's trying to make the Carolina way, it gets old after a while. It's not any fun to have the coach just railing against you at practice and chewing you out and holding you to this high standard. Then I think the rails could come completely off. But I honestly have no clue like what we're going to get because we haven't seen it before. So I think he has the fourth best portal class in the ACC, which was necessary for them to kind of get where they want to go. But the one thing that's biggest question mark is quarterback. Like, they bring in a kid named Gio Lopez from South Alabama who was pretty good, but they really didn't bring in that splashy quarterback or really any skill position that really, like, jumps off the page to you. They brought some defensive players from Washington that came with Steve Belichick, Bill's son, who's running the defense. But other than that, there's not a lot of splashy players. So can he do what he did at New England, which was a lot of really good role players, but he had one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Can he do it with a bunch of great role players at Carolina? Still remains to be seen.
Yeah, greatest quarterback of all times makes him role players really good, boy. I tell you. Hey, Danny, hey, real quick, man, we are in Houston, man. The U of H, the Cougars, man, they are life in the Big 12. And I know, look, it was a rough year last year for him with 4 wins and near the bottom of the Big 12. But just your thoughts on U of H competing in the Big 12, some of these teams that are jumping up from Group of Five to Big 12 and competing in these power conferences.
I think it's going to be a struggle, you know, for some of these schools making that jump. But I'm a big believer in Willie Fritz and the job that he can do. And I think you'll see a much more competitive team this year. And it's interesting because we talked about Connor Wegman, who struggled at A&M. Sometimes you kind of have to find your space, like where it works. Now, I think of a guy like Bo Nix, who played in the SEC at Auburn, really struggled, finally goes and gets an opportunity at Oregon. He's playing against defenses that aren't quite as dominant as he was facing in the SEC, and he's able to thrive. And the one thing that I'll say about Houston is, as bad as the season unfolded for them last year, and it wasn't what they wanted to see, they still had some pretty impressive wins on the year last year. You know, like, they still were able to knock off Kansas State, who was one of the better teams out there. Shoot, I remember them going to Oklahoma and turning that into a game where Oklahoma only wins by 4 points. They were able to beat Utah, who was a team that everybody thought could come in and dominate the Big 12. What they were lacking was consistency. And so they'd have like these really impressive wins, and then they'd lay an egg a couple ones. I think that is something that Willie Fritz will resolve. I think they'll get better quarterback play out of Connor Wegman, who might be more comfortable playing in that spot. I actually had Houston as one of my teams going significantly over their win total in a wide open Big 12. I think they'll win some more of those one possession games. They'll get more consistent. So I think they're going to be a much tougher out this year than they were last year.
All right, Danny, man, it's going to be a great first weekend. I know you will enjoy it. We will as well. And hopefully we can talk to you a few more times during this college football season.
Absolutely. I love it, fellas. Always great catching up with you. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right. Shout out to you. That's Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff win totals, conference Heisman, and college football week one lines. Every time I think of Danny Cannell, I just think of that time where all of a sudden he just sat down in our chair, Radio Row.
Come on in, Bob.
Come on in. We had a good time with him. All right.
He's one of the best in the business, man.
He is.
I mean, the fact that he's not on one of the major networks talking ball the way he just did right there is a crying ass shame.
Yeah. You too, brother. All right.
Ready to find him?
No, I think you should be.
Oh, you too. I thought you said YouTube.
Big news. We'll let you know of the roster moves that we know as of now. There's an update on Cam Robinson, British Brooks, others. And as you heard me in there, I wasn't kidding. Yordan Alvarez is back. He is back in the lineup, and he is. Wait till you see where he's playing. We'll discuss all that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coming up next.
Jordan.
It feels huge.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's look at some moves here. Big moves of the day. Let's start with the Houston Astros, and then we'll get to some of the roster moves with the Texans. It is official. If you heard us talking with Danny Cannell, I slipped that in there. Danny didn't have any answers for that, but I slipped that in there that Yordan Alvarez is back after 100 games.
Let's go!
100 games. The big fella is back, and they still remain in first place, a game and a half up with the Mariners getting a win against the Padres yesterday. They will face the Rockies Jeremy Peña leads off. Correa stays in that two spot, Clint. Altuve is the DH. Yordan Alvarez is playing in left field today. His first action is not as a DH, but in left field.
That was a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, Christian Walker at first base. Sanchez in right. Caratini is behind the plate. Dubon is at second base with Jacob Melton in center field. Clint, don't let that get you down. Yordan is back. He is
welcome home.
Left field. Interesting decision there. When's the last time Altuve's played in the outfield? Never mind. But Yordan is back. You're on to that.
Feels like that experiment's over.
I don't know. But it's huge, man. And there it is. That lineup looks completely different when you roll out Peña, Correa, Altuve, and Alvarez in the top four with Walker behind it.
It's a panty
that looks
dropper.
Different. And finally, Clint, the big fella is back in the lineup.
He's back, man, and this is what we've been waiting for, right? Can you hang on? Can the Astros hang on to a lead? And how big would that lead be when they got hold? And now, look, I don't know. The pitching is still an issue, obviously, with injuries that have happened since Yordan Alvarez went down. And so I don't know that they're whole, but I can tell you this. Getting him back is a major, major step in the right direction. Yordan Alvarez swinging the bat the way he's capable of swinging it can cover up a lot of problems.
Yep. And Bryce Matthews has been optioned back to AAA Sugarland, so he had to make room for Yordan coming back. Also, when we look at the Texans, the deadline was at 3 o'clock, and as soon, again, as more names come out, we do know, Clint, that British Brooks, he has made the team. That feels like Frank Ross laid down on the ground over the train tracks to get him to stay on this roster. But the fullback and special teams ace stays on this roster. They do make a trade in the offensive line, Clint. It is not Cam Robinson. However, it is Austin Deculus to the Chargers. The Cam Robinson was one to look at with they lost Rashawn Slater. Wondered if that was the spot he may go to. There was an injury in Atlanta, but at this point, no trade. And Cam Robinson is actually on the 53 right now, Clint. Jamal Hill, the linebacker, he is on the 53 as well. So not seeing as many names being cut here of late, but actually Berrios looks like he's going to make it as well. Just reports of guys that are going to be on it. As soon as we get more info back, we will let you know.
Yeah, look, I think British Brooks is a surprise there. Berrios doesn't surprise me, to be honest with you. You can't, you know, they're not going to cut Cam Robinson. So if the trade doesn't happen, then it's he's going to be a Texan. That doesn't surprise me.
They could still trade him.
Yeah, they can still absolutely. British Brooks is the one to me that is somewhat surprising. I like the move. I did not expect the move. I like the fact that you've got a guy that can play all special teams and is an absolute beast on special teams. And he's going to play special teams in the same way that a linebacker would play special teams. So he can really do it all. He could be a fullback, and he caught a ball on fourth down this preseason. I mean, they clearly believe in his ability to catch the football out of the backfield, to play that fullback position, to be a tailback in the backfield. And, you know, obviously not a guy that you're going to lean into, but a guy that you would trust if you have to play him. The British Brooks thing I think is a little bit of a surprise, but I really like it.
Yeah, I do. I do like him too. A lot of different roles there. Again, if you also missed, there's a lot of news happening today. If you also missed Jimmy Ward, there has been a decision from the NFL with Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward at this time has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list, which means he is not going to be able to practice or attend games while he remains on that list. The only person who can take him off that list is the only person who put him on the list, and that is Roger Goodell. So we'll see what that means. And Clint, as we talked to open up the show, that is interesting when you look at so many guys in that secondary that they have moved on from. And again, we have not seen any other guys replaced, but they moved on from several guys in that secondary, safeties and corners. And obviously now they're going to be without Jimmy Ward, and we'll see if C.J. Gardner-Johnson will be ready. So that, to me, right now is the position group to watch in that secondary. By the way, Aaron Wilson also reporting Jalen Reed recovering well from his sprained knee, so he should be ready soon. So he is one of the ones in that group right now. Hell, he may be a backup right now, the way that that secondary is looking right now. So a lot going on there. Coming up as we continue, we'll do a little real or fake here on a Tuesday, and Adam Schefter. Wait till you hear him on Joe Mixon. And this is sounding eerily similar to a player from last year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Discuss that coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a big newsy day. Yordan Alvarez, he is back in the lineup playing left field, hitting cleanup for the Houston Astros as they return home to face the lowly Colorado Rockies. And cut down day for the Texans. Cam Robinson, who was talked about as a potential trade piece, and that still could happen, he remains on the roster. British Brooks, we discussed. Clint said a bit of a surprise. He remains on the roster. And Braxton Berrios looks to have made the roster. We will get you more names if they do come out, as it looks like Justin Watson and Braxton Berrios, according to Aaron Wilson just a couple of minutes ago, will both make the roster thus far. A lot of moves in the secondary as the Texans made moves there, which kind of is interesting as well when you look at the news about Jimmy Ward being placed on the commissioner's exempt list. But they Miles Bryant, they move on from Arnett, the corner, as well. Mills, who they brought in late when the injury happened to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he moves on. D. D'Angelo Ross, who was also a corner in that secondary. Arthur Mollette, who was also in the secondary, they move on from. So right there, those are five, six guys they've moved on in the secondary. And obviously they will be without Jimmy Ward for a certain amount of time. And we don't know exactly where C.J. Gardner-Johnson is with his knee injury. So I would think there is something going on in that position group there as well. And like we said, Jimmy Ward, that's the other news on the commissioner's exempt list. He cannot practice or play while he is on that list.
Well, Tremont Smith and yes. Jalen Smith are your two backup corners. They're your corner three, corner four.
Yep.
Now, I still think, as you mentioned, there's some action to be had here at the safety position next to Kalen Bullock. MJ Stewart will occupy it as now, but you got to have more than just those guys.
Yep.
And I think that nickel defender as well. And I'm not saying that it's multiple moves, but there's got to be some kind of add, it seems like, in that position, whether it's moving Jalen Petrie back and you got some action at the nickel defender position, at least until guys get healthy, or it's finding somebody in that secondary that can bring some level of Jimmy Ward, C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the table to at least help M.J. Stewart. So to me, with all the cuts, all the releases, I expected them to keep somebody. Didn't know exactly who that would be, but I expected them to keep somebody. Probably the Rush Yeast or Miles Bryant to kind of fill some of those voids.
Yeast, he was cut too. Yep.
The fact that they've cut both of those guys tells me that they're either going to roll the dice and be thin at that position until they get the reinforcements back from injury, or the off the field issues with Jimmy Ward get him back, or they're out there sniffing around looking for somebody that they feel like can help them at that safety / nickel position. We'll see.
Yeah, I would think someone texted in they cut all those secondary guys. It probably means Gardner-Johnson is good to go for week one.
It's one way to look at it. I don't know. That's one way to look at it.
That is, but I would also think they're going to add somebody else. That's just not enough depth in that position to kind of run with. So I would imagine they like somebody on a roster somewhere that they would see. I wouldn't be surprised that they do that. All right, it is Tuesday. Let's play a little real or fake. I pose a question. You tell me if it's real or fake. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump into this as well. Clint, real or fake? I'll start with you. By season's end, C.J. Stroud will be viewed as the superior quarterback over Jaden Daniels. Coming into the year, nobody would have thought that Jaden Daniels would have jumped a C.J. Stroud with the first year that C.J. had, and Jaden Daniels coming in as a rookie. It looks like, by most people's account, that has happened. By season's end, C.J. Stroud will be viewed as the better quarterback.
No,
in your eyes.
No, I don't think so. I think it's in.
Are we gonna get your flowers?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing that we can do here in a C.J. Stroud, Jaden Daniels comparison is to get C.J. Stroud back on his level. Right now, Jaden Daniels got a lot going for him. One, he's got a two-way go. He can spin it accurately. And his legs are an absolute – I mean, look, his legs are as dangerous as anybody not named Lamar Jackson in football right now, quarterback-wise. So he's got that going for him. I think more importantly, the one thing he has going for him that C.J. Stroud doesn't is I think he's got an offensive coordinator that he's very familiar with that is one of the better offensive minds, Cliff Kingsbury, in the game. He's back for year two in that system. Also, the improvement from year one where he lit it up and was one of the best in the game – they've improved. They've added Laremy Tunsil to protect his backside. They've added Deebo Samuel to add to his weapons. And they just made Terry McLaurin a rich man, a happy man. And so, I just don't.
You don't get a sense that he'll have a situation like last year?
No, with
CJ?
No, step back? I don't. And even if he did, it would have to be I don't see them offensively stepping back. They're going to be super productive. Now, I mean, he may go out there and throw a bunch of picks. He may go out there and get hit a bunch. He may go out there and get hurt. But I think he's going to be super productive, both with his legs and his arm. And they're going to score points. And he's got weapons around him. They've gotten better around him, offensive line-wise. So, yeah, no, I don't. I got more confidence in the pieces around Jaden Daniels than I do the pieces around C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I want to say real, but
Oh, I'm sorry. Real. I was supposed to say fake.
You said fake. I want to say real. I don't think that this, and we'll see. Maybe I'm completely wrong middle of the season. I don't know if this is going to be an offense that is going to, like, put CJ in positions where, like, damn, man, he is going to lead the league in passing yards per game like he did, you know, his rookie year, or, you know, he is going to put up those type of numbers his rookie year. And I do think there is something to, all right, year two teams have been able to see Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury and that offense, and maybe there's going to be some adjustments made very similar to what was made to Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud. And I don't know if Jaden's going to be as dominant as he was at times last year, but I just don't know that I'm willing to say, man, C.J. is about to – he's about to throw for 4,000. He's about to throw for, you know, big yards. I think he's going to be good. I just think the offense may be kind of tailored in a different way. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm hoping like hell that CJ is the under the radar guy for the next four or five. Like the approach of we're going to be super efficient. I'm going to be the least sack guy. I'm going to have the least turnovers more than, you know, hey, I'm going to go out there and throw for 5,000 yards and run for this, or, you know, like just the more just quality quarterback play we have, and the more that C.J. Stroud understands, I got to protect my offensive line, I got to protect myself, I've got to do those things really, really well, the more this football team's going to win. Yeah. And so I hope like hell he doesn't even have an opportunity to approach offensive football the same way that Jaden Daniels does, to be completely honest with you.
All right, real or fake, Tyler, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, they finally did it. They got engaged. As we found out today, real or fake, this marriage will last 10 plus years.
We're going to Las Vegas.
No way. No chance. Zero.
Fake, huh?
Oh, no. I think it lasts.
Oh, no.
You got it real?
Look, I think there's
way too much going on in those two lives.
There's two or three potential kids, and that's going to chew up a good 6 years, if not more.
That's probably going to come quick.
Kids is a good point.
That's going to chew up a good 6 years of just like, hey, man, you can't – I mean, there ain't no – you're a real POS as a man if you do something stupid then. And a woman, you ain't got no damn choice. She's going to have to take some time off work. Right, he's going to retire eventually, probably next couple. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, this is one where I think there's some real lasting, like some real potential here.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if they're going to be together forever, but I mean, 10 years, like, he is sprung, Clint. I don't know if you watch him with her, like.
Yeah, I hadn't paid much mind other than just the clips on that are on the sports.
I watched that whole thing on the plane. He is sprung. Like, yeah. For real. Like,
infatuated.
And she is too. Like, I mean, they are really into each other. And I understand the thought, Tyler, of a lot of things going on in their lives.
That's really all it is in my mind.
But there's a lot of couples into that.
That's
and
fair.
I think something that I have set and learned from the guy that I work with every day over the last five, almost 6 years is, you know, both of them have waited pretty decent amount of time. They're going to be 36 years old coming up. Mm-hmm. They played their fields.
Yeah,
they've done their things,
times, yeah.
and they're kind of mature here in this situation. So I think it's 10 plus years. Yeah.
You know, the other thing I think I heard maybe Travis or somebody talking about, or maybe it was Travis's brother on the podcast, but they were talking about, like, there's something about, like, Taylor Swift and what she's accomplished and kind of how she goes. She's not just a musician that's making some money and touring. I mean, she's known as one of the best business persons in music. Like, she's got her hands in everything that goes on. So when it comes to, like, them both understanding each other of, like, hey, you know, I understand what goes into being the best tight end to possibly ever play the game and to be one of the best, if not the best, musician, you know, money machine, individual artist of all time kind of deal. Like, I got to imagine there's an understanding and a respect there that probably is impossible to create if they're not both of that stature. You know what I mean?
To be clear, I'm not wishing it on him. Yeah, though. You are. I don't want that for anybody. I want him to fall in love. Trav, Tay, hope the best. But Taylor should have stayed with Jake Gyllenhaal, to be honest.
No, she should.
I don't think she believes that.
She's wrong. She should have stolen
it. I think there's a cleat chaser deep down in there.
Stay with old Gyllenhaal. That dude's a winner.
I don't think she knew she was a cleat chaser until she ran into that.
You ran into a cleat, right?
What'd you got coming up?
CJ Stroud, baby. We got some CJ Stroud audio. He talked to Stephen A. Smith, I believe it was. And, boy, I tell you what, if I could draw it up.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.